Today, on Flavors and Knowledge. So you think you know fish? Hello, friends. Welcome back. I'm your host, Chef Walter Potenza. And this is another episode of Flavors and Knowledge. The title is So You Think You Know Fish. As a professional chef, I've always encountered various instances where mislabeled fish is prevalent in the culinary industry. Although my extensive experience has given me an advantage, the average consumer may be less fortunate. It is really disheartening to witness individuals unknowingly paying for fish that is not what they intended to purchase. Therefore, we must remain vigilant and educate ourselves on the fish we buy. Additionally, choosing establishments that prioritize transparency with labeling and sourcing, it's really crucial to ensure that we can relish our seafood dishes without any unpleasant surprises. In supermarkets, for instance, it is expected to come across mislabeled fish, such as tilapia, frequently passed off as more expensive white fish like a snapper or a sole. Tilapia is a mild flavored fish usually raised on farms, and it is not as costly as other white fish, hence the mislabeling. On the other end, escolar is sometimes sold as white tuna or butterfish, but it is not a type of tuna at all. This deep water fish is highly prized for its buttery texture and its rich flavor, and still, some people may experience digestive issue after consuming it, making it essential to know what to buy. Another one in line is catfish, occasionally labeled as mild-tasting whitefish to increase its price. This common fish in the southern part of the United States is often used in dishes like gumbo and jambalaya, including the ever-favored fried catfish. Its mild flavor and tender texture make it an excellent choice for your next fish fry, but it is not always what it seems to be. Pangasius, a catfish, is commonly raised in Vietnam and Thailand and sometimes sold as basa or swai. Still, it may be labeled as a different, more desirable fish. It is a mild flavor fish frequently used in, again, fried dishes. Then we have arrack, a nice tender white fish commonly found in the North Atlantic shores, can sometimes be substituted for cod. This fish has a slightly sweet flavor and flaky texture, making it a top choice among seafood enthusiasts. Mackerel, a fatty fish known for its strong, distinct flavor, is sometimes misrepresented as other types of fish like king mackerel sold as Spanish mackerel. Then, resnapper, the popular fish in the Gulf of Mexico, known for its firm white flesh and mild flavor, frequently replaced with cheaper fish varieties such as tilapia and even rockfish. And despite being less prone to mislabeling or substitution than other species, salmon and tuna remain subject to such errors. Various factors can contribute to the confusion surrounding these two species, from their physical similarity to other species to the challenges of accurately identifying them through visual cues alone. When purchasing fish, it is crucial to make informed decisions. Consider opting for supermarkets or fish market with a solid reputation for accurate labeling and sourcing practices. Inquire about the fish origin and species from the fishmonger or the store manager, and always look for label such as MSC, which stands for Marine Stewardship Council, or ASC, standing for Aquaculture Stewardship Council, to ensure that the seafood you buy is responsibly sourced and sustainable. Familiarize yourself with the visual characteristic of the fish you buy, such as the color, the texture, and the size, and consider buying whole fish as they are generally more comfortable to identify. Use seafood guides, or perhaps different apps that are available to us today. They provide eco-friendly information and advice on sustainable fishing practices to make intelligent purchase decisions and maximize your investment. Always remember, greed is a terrible thing, and the food industry is not exempt. And that does it for this episode on flavors and knowledge regarding So You Think You Know Fish. I hope I did not scare you too much. I just wanted to share with you some quick suggestions on how to protect yourself when you go to your preferred fish store or your preferred supermarket. Again, from a point of view of a chef, always ask questions. Don't be intimidated. We'll reconnect on the next round. Please follow us on all the social network. Everything will be listed on the show notes. And for additional podcasts, you can check our website. Until the next time, if you're in the kitchen today or tonight cooking fish, keep your eyes on the fire. We'll check back next time.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Welch's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwelcherscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Welch's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwelcher.com.